Hello and welcome to this ACE Oncocast. This podcast series is entitled Frequently Asked Questions on Clinical Practice in Urothelial Cancers. My name is Delith Eickermann and I am delighted to be joined today by two leading urothelial cancer experts, Dr. Francisco Real from the National Cancer Center in Madrid, Spain, and Dr. Felix Guerrero from Hospital Universitario 12 de Octubre in Madrid. Dr. Real, how do you define non-muscle invasive bladder cancer from a pathology perspective?
Well, as you mentioned, the definition of non-muscle invasive bladder cancer is strictly pathological. So it is based on the histological analysis of the tumor, and the definition stands for the fact that the tumor does not invade the muscularis propria or beyond the muscularis propria. Therefore, it only goes through the lamina propria.
Dr. Guerrero, how do you define individual risk groups in non-muscle invasive bladder cancer?
Well, individual risk groups in non-muscle invasive bladder cancer can be defined according to several scoring systems or classifications. There are three predictive models based on individual patient data, which are EORTC, QUETO, and EAU 2021 classifications. And there are another six ways of classifying these patients according to the risk of recurrence and progression, which are expert panels based on consensus of experts, which are AUA, NCCN, and those EAU classifications previous to 2020. In general, patients are classified into low, intermediate, and high risk groups according to, as I said, to the risk of recurrence, but also to the risk of progression. And some of the classifications also include a very high risk group where, due to the high rates of progression, they would recommend radical cystectomy as an upfront therapy. All these classifications have several limitations. Some of them do not include patients treated with BCG. Some of them do not include patients treated with a TURBT. And some of them overestimate the rates of recurrence and progression. So probably in the future, we will need more accurate systems for this purpose.
What are the treatment recommendations for each risk group?
Well, every patient should undergo a TURBT once diagnosed of a bladder cancer. Those patients with low and intermediate risk with a rate of recurrence of less than one tumor per year should also receive a postoperative instillation of chemotherapy in the 6 to 24 hours after the surgery, after the TURBT. And those low-risk patients could be managed only with a follow-up and to check out if there's any recurrence. For those intermediate risk patients, either intravesical chemotherapy, especially with mitomycin C or BCG for 1 year, are recommended. Patients in the intermediate risk group could be substratified into intermediate low and intermediate high and use BCG for those intermediate high, that is those who are recurrent or have previously received mitomycin, and treating with chemo those with intermediate low. Then for the high risk patients, BCG is the standard of care therapy. And this BCG should be administered as an induction plus maintenance schedule. If we do not administer maintenance to our patients, the results won't be better than with the use of chemotherapy. The duration of the treatment should be at least 1 year, but up to 3 years. And then for the very high risk group, the EAU guidelines, for example, recommend the use and recommend to counsel the patient with radical cystectomy upfront and BCG for those patients who refuse or who are not candidate to radical cystectomy.
How do you find BCG refractoriness and BCG relapse in clinical practice?
Well, it's important to identify the response to BCG because this defines also the prognosis of the patients and the need of more or less aggressive therapies after BCG, depending on the response. There's the BCG unresponsive scenario is that where patients are either refractory or early relapsing. To sum up, BCG unresponsive patients are those who have a high-grade relapse after 6 months of finishing their BCG, if they have a papillary tumor, or in the first year after finishing their BCG. Those refractory, which is the worst group, inside the BCG unresponsive are those with a relapse, high-grade relapse, during the treatment with BCG, no matter their original tumor, if it was papillary or CIS. Then, if patients have a relapse more than 1 year after having been finished BCG, that is called late relapsing, these patients have a worse prognosis than a BCG-naive patient. However, rechallenging with BCG may be an option. For BCG-unresponsive patients, remember it includes BCG-refractory plus early relapsing, BCG is not an option because response rates are residual and these patients should be consulted other alternatives.
What are the treatment recommendations for a patient who is BCG-refractory?
BCG refractory patients are individuals who are not going to respond to further BCG instillations. The response rate to intravesical chemotherapy is also quite low. There are some data on retrospective data with device-assisted intravesical chemotherapy where response rates look promising, but this is based on retrospective data. And the most oncologically, the safest option is radical cystectomy, and this is the first alternative that is recommended in the guidelines. Radical cystectomy should be the treatment offered to these patients, but the level of evidence we have for radical cystectomy is 3. Then the second option would be the inclusion of the patient on one of the numerous clinical trials that are currently running with all the new drugs and the new formulations of well-known drugs for this scenario. And as a third option, as I said, we can try with chemo, either normothermic, or if you have device-assisted, choosing this option over cold chemo, and BCG is not, patients are not probably responding to BCG.
Thank you all for listening. Stay tuned for next week's podcast as we discuss the frequently asked questions for muscle invasive bladder cancer.